Former British Prime Minister David Cameron says a second referendum may be needed to resolve the current Brexit impasse. Cameron warned a no-deal divorce will be a very bad outcome and should not be pursued. Former Premier also said he is truly sorry for the chaos and division that was caused by Brexit, but defended his decision to call a referendum in 2016. Cameron also criticized Prime Minister Boris Johnson for his decision to suspend Parliament. He also accused Johnson of behaving appallingly during the EU referendum campaign. In 2016, Cameron called for a referendum on Brexit, but he campaigned for the UK to remain in the bloc. He resigned the morning after the country voted to leave. Since then, Britain has been mired in complex divorce talks with the European Union. And now joining us for this news review is Gordon Duff, senior editor at Veterans Today from Michigan, and James Tweedy, journalist and commentator, joining us out of Plymouth. Gentlemen, I want to welcome you both to the program. I guess we'll start there in the UK. Tweedy, your thoughts on this? Cameron, I mean, sure he has a lot to say, but does he really have an audience or an ear to say it to?
Not in his own party, I think. He's stayed out of this for the past 3 years, and I think that was wise, because actually it destroyed his career, his support for the Remain, for the Remain position against the wishes of the people. Actually saw him, resign as Prime Minister, and I think that him coming out now and saying this now shows how desperate the Remain side is to try and stop Brexit. Because, I mean, having a second referendum is, it's just a way of, it's just an attempt to try and reverse the result. You know, they want a referendum in the hope that the British people will get it right this time, so to speak, and vote the other way, the way that David Cameron and others wanted them to. So yes, it's desperation, and he said something about this would be the way to unblock the blockage. Well, actually, the way to unblock the blockage would be to have a general election now, perhaps, or perhaps it would be for MPs in Parliament, the opposition in Parliament, to actually support leaving either with a deal or with no deal, which is in fact the only real way of leaving the EU.
And I'm going to come over to you, Mr. Gordon Duff. Pleasure to have you back on. Now, it's funny that, initially Cameron called for referendum. It's, mired the UK in so much controversy. It's turned it upside down on its head, not to mention it cost him his job, possibly cost him Theresa May's job, and maybe even ultimately Boris Johnson's job. All that aside, now it seems like he's learned nothing. He's calling for a second referendum.
Well, I have a slightly different view of this. I'm beginning to look on the idea of Brexit in particular to have been an opportunity rather than to separate Britain from a lot of the inequities that victimized Britain in the EU. Fishing regulations, incredible amount of taxation, certainly. There were just many issues that the British people wanted to be free of, and certainly most of all was immigration. And this immigration was driven by Middle East wars that were largely engineered. But as Boris Johnson showed up, we began to see Boris Johnson coming from what we saw as similar political roots of Donald Trump, out of the middle of, we look at as the Zionist right, fake populism, someone with little or no respect for international diplomacy or the methodologies of democratic government. And with that, the Brexit issue, which the British people, is this reasonable that we took the worst period in European history when Europe was being flooded with immigrants, when Europe was being deeply politicized with fake terrorism scares, when the British people were being victimized by wave after wave of Thatcherism that has crept on into the British way of life. So we take the lowest point possible, and then we insert a manufactured individual like Boris Johnson to play Winston Churchill. And this case, you know, it isn't so much, at least to me anyway, about a no-deal Brexit, but it's rather, I think, I'm seeing a covert challenge to British sovereignty here on behalf of international special interests that we know, and we profiled Boris Johnson long ago, that this was what he was going to do. We knew he was going to be prime minister. We knew who controlled him in particular. And we knew that there was going to be an assault on the British political system by Boris Johnson. Brexit about Brexit? Certainly, the British people voted. They have the right to have done so. Cameron bringing up that maybe this needs to be, I would agree with Cameron. Should, just because me, you know, you have me agreeing with Cameron, is it correct? Not necessarily. A vote is a vote. But is this a mistake? Yes. Was it manipulated? Yes. Is Boris Johnson a bad actor? Absolutely. Is this whole thing going to be destructive for Britain in ways that the electorate was never allowed to see? I would say absolutely. This is an engineered crisis, and Brexit is only one portion of it.
And now, James, kind of echoing somewhat of Mr. Gordon-Duff's remarks there, Cameron, he criticized Johnson for his decision to suspend Parliament. He also accused Johnson of behaving appallingly during the EU referendum campaign. Do you agree with these criticisms or not? And why?
No, not really. I mean, you can accuse Boris Johnson of some kind of cynicism in proroguing Parliament at this precise moment, but the ostensible reasons he gave for it were good, and the action was constitutional. The Queen prorogued Parliament, not Boris Johnson, by the way. And so, you know, there's nothing you can really say. He's playing by the rules, okay? What Cameron is saying, he's repeating a fallacy that Boris Johnson is set on a no-deal Brexit. Boris Johnson is trying to negotiate some minor changes to the withdrawal agreement. Well, one major one, taking away the Northern Ireland backstop clause. So in the hope that the Parliament will then support it, because Parliament didn't, the Labour Party didn't support it, and half of the Conservative Party didn't support it, including himself.
And James, you know what's funny? What's funny here is if the House of Commons had supported him, the chances of him striking that deal with European Union leaders would have gotten so much greater.
Well, quite possibly, you know. A lot of things are still in that deal which are bad for Britain. The French would have access to all European countries would have access to our fishing waters, which has been terrible for British fishermen, especially, you know, and many of them are based here in Plymouth. He might well have done it. In fact, if the opposition parties didn't want to leave without a deal, I don't know why they didn't vote for Theresa May's deal. Well, I do know why they didn't vote for it. Is because they were hoping that if they blocked that deal, a situation would arise where we wouldn't leave the EU at all. I'm going to say something. If the Labour Party may be shifting to a position of supporting just a simple revocation of or repealing of Article 50, the withdrawal act of withdrawal from the European Union, and if Labour, all the Conservatives, put stopping Brexit before getting elected, they'll achieve neither. Right? The Tories realized that. As soon as they realized that Theresa May's strategy, they dumped her in a minute, and they elected Boris Johnson, who's more credible as a Brexiteer, let's say. But the Labour Party's still going down that road. And I think that's going to be disastrous for the Labour Party. The Labour Party should know that, you know, its manifesto in 2017 would not be possible. You know, they couldn't implement it because the EU rules wouldn't allow it. They have to get out of the EU, and they have to get out really with no deal, because any kind of withdrawal agreement is going to put us under some, especially the one that they're proposing, staying in the customs union, is going to put us under EU regulations.
Okay, we're, and Mr. Duff, your final thoughts before you wrap this up, please.
You know, I find myself agreeing and disagreeing. The individual, Boris Johnson, wrong man at the wrong time. Is he better than Theresa May, the worst possible person also? And we look at why this malaise of leadership. And when I accuse Britain of a malaise of leadership, I look at the Bush 43 presidency and the insane Trump presidency. And we look at this relationship of how Britain is going to relate to the EU, and this is an EU that's dominated by Merkel and Macron, that Britain, through its continued special relationship with the US, is going to be the battered stepchild of the EU. And Brexit, based on that foreign policy alone, without the economic interests, such as fishing, and it's a key issue. That Britain can't survive within the EU, but Britain can't survive even more so within this special relationship with the United States, as I watch the new B-2 bombers loading into RAF bases this week alone here, especially out in Gloucestershire. RAF Fairford, we're watching a wing of advanced bombers coming in there, and for no other reason than to exercise a military policy of the United States without consultation of the British people in any way. And I can't imagine it's anything the British people would want to have anything to do with.
Gentlemen, thank you both for joining us. James Tweedy from Plymouth and Gordon Duff out of Michigan. And viewers, that's a wrap for this segment of your Press TV's News Review. Thanks for tuning in, and goodbye for now.